On October 19th, Six Nations Public Works presented a transportation and roads need study conducted by Negan Burnside Limited to the Six Nations community. The studies conducted focused on transportation and analyzing the amount of traffic on the roads, as well as focusing on various areas within the community requested by Six Nations Public Works and the Six Nations community. The second study was on roads needs, which involved visual field reviews on all roads within the community and establishing a five-year plan for road improvements. Michael Montour, Director of Public Works on Six Nations, also spoke about a proposed roundabout coming to the community on Chiefswood Road and Highway 54. The transportation study focused on 4th Line in the area of Oswegan. Henry Senton of Negan Burnside spoke on some of the changes to the road, including adding a two-way left turn lane between Iroquois Village Plaza and Veterans Lane.
For the section between 4th Line and the Village Plaza or Sunrise Court, what we did find was that there are a number of access points along that section. There's no turning lanes that have been installed. And so the warrants for turning lanes are met currently for a number of those intersection locations or those access locations. And because of that, we were suggesting that there should be a widening through there to accommodate a left turn lane. And because of the density of the access locations, we're suggesting that it would be a continuous left turn lane through that whole section. And that would be suggested to be done anywhere between now and 2031. 2031 was sort of the ultimate that it should be done before 2031.
Another area of interest that Senton spoke on was the intersection at 6th Line and Chiefswood Road.
The section with respect to 6th Line, the 6th Line intersection, we looked at a number of traffic control options. It's a two-way stop-controlled intersection currently and on 6th Line with stop signs. But we were asked to look at whether it could become an all-way stop control with stop signs on all four of the legs coming into that intersection. And we did look at that. We concluded based on our analysis that that wasn't recommended because it was going to result in some capacity issues on Chiefswood Road. And so we had suggested that it would be better if you wanted to have control on all of the legs coming into that intersection to implement a roundabout. Unfortunately, in that area, the roundabout, first of all, there's a fairly significant cost, but also it would affect the development that is occurring already or has already occurred at the quadrants of that intersection. So it could be something in the longer term to be considered, but at this point the volumes aren't justifying the need per se, because there is the option of continuing to have a two-way stop control intersection at that location and implementing a eastbound and westbound left turn.
Michael Montour also spoke on the plan changes and stated that work happening would depend on funding.
I want to point out that there's no clear timeline right now for the work proposed for the Oswegan area that will be presented. That is capital dependent. Also, the resurfacing plan that's going to be laid out is our minimum commitment to the community, meaning that we may increase the amount of road sections that we resurface should we have the opportunity to do so.
During the roads need study presentation, Senton was able to talk about the analysis that was done by the company to determine what kind of maintenance would be needed.
The road need study was focused in the area, in order to determine what the condition of your road is. And that's based on a visual assessment and what we call a pavement condition index that is established from that. And the pavement condition index is established by having a visual review. We sent our technicians out to do that review. And again, it's really looking at how the different type of distresses that the roads are experiencing, and from cracking to various other types of distresses, and then using formulas that have been developed by the Ministry of Transportation to convert that over to this pavement condition index. So really, what the pavement condition index tells us is what kind of condition the road is in, and that informs us as to where it is within its life cycle, because the road has a certain life cycle associated with it. It degrades over time, and that and so in order to implement the appropriate response to the condition of the road, we need to know where it sits within that life cycle so that it hasn't gone sort of beyond the point where a certain type of improvement may end up not really giving you the value that you're looking for because it's gone either too degraded or it's just the wrong time in the overall life cycle for that particular improvement.
Centin was then able to detail some of the issues involving traffic and truck traffic and the impact that that has on the roads.
There are various needs within your system. The traffic volumes are one. I mean, you have on Chiefswood Road, for instance, you know, between 8 and 10,000 cars on a daily basis. So that is a very significant number of vehicles. It's an arterial number, a road number, and then it goes down from there. So we've shown these ones, but we've also shown here, and that's a significant aspect as to how your roads are going to perform, is what kind of percentage trucks were recorded when we did the traffic counting work. And you can see it's fairly high, like Chiefswood has 13%. So, I mean, that's a reasonably high number, even for our arterial road. And then it goes down from there. And then you've got, you know, a more typical number would be like the 6 to 8% number for truck traffic. But you do have a number of trucking companies and some other commercial development that has occurred on some of these roads. And so it's not just the arterial connecting roads that are being impacted, but it's some of these secondary roads as well that are being impacted by the truck traffic on those roads. And that truck traffic does have a very significant impact on how on the design of the road, but also on its longevity over time.
The budget that Negan Burnside determined would best fit the Six Nations community states that over $1 million be put into the budget to best manage the road system.
Again, because we were using StreetLogix, we were able to fairly quickly look at various scenarios as far as the budgets that's being put in for improvements to your roads. So we started with $700,000 a year, we went up to $1 million. And what we concluded out of that analysis is that it really should be over $1 million on a yearly basis to really get to that point where you have reduced the backlog significantly enough so that you can manage your system with ongoing maintenance work plus still. I mean, you're not going to eliminate the rehabilitation and the resurfacing requirements, but you will have a better performing road condition-wise if you can get the budget numbers up into that category.
Montour also spoke on Six Nations Public Works currently being in the planning and designing phase for implementing a roundabout at the current intersection of Highway 54 and Chiefswood Road. Vince Longboat, Technical Services Technologist for Six Nations Public Works, spoke on that project in detail.
The roundabout, yeah, we're currently in preliminary design right now for it. What it's going to do is, like most roundabouts, it's going to improve the accessibility around through that intersection there. As for Mike's comment about sixth line, it may impact that with more traffic at that intersection though. So that's another something we'll have to look at as we go through that process for the design of that roundabout.
Montour did encourage community members to reach out to Six Nations Public Works on any questions or concerns regarding the presentation.